Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About 110 years ago, Henry C. Beck started a company that it exists today. Henry C. has dropped. It's just called the Beck Group. But they've been involved in an awful lot of big projects all over the country, and a lot of them just around here. I mean, lately it's Legacy West and McKinney and Olive, the old Parkland operations over at the Kimball. And a few years ago, they stepped away from the family member. They named a new CEO who is not a Beck, but he's been there about 8 years and accomplished a lot right now. And Fred Perpall joins us. Join us again. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning, David. Nice to be here.
So you're not a Beck. There's not a Beck anywhere in your family, right?
No, there's not. There's not. Although at times I joke that I could be Peter's adopted little brother.
But so you had, you'd been at the company, but you started as a baby, right?
Yeah.
Right out of UTA, right?
Yep. I joined Beck as a 22-year-old right out of UTA.
But so. You were only, 38 when you were named CEO?
I was 37.
37.
Yeah. Yep.
Of a company that has, I don't know, $1 billion in revenues or something?
Yeah.
Remarkable company. And you also, as I look back at the calendar, you were named CEO right in the midst of what we thought was going to be the end of the financial situation of the United States as we knew it, following 2008.
Yeah.
How did the company make it through 2008?
Well, actually, David, I was named CEO in 2012, and so right. We were coming to the tail end of our downturn. But, you know, so a couple things. One, I think it's the highest form of a company to create its leadership for the future. And I've been the beneficiary of just great mentorship and intentional succession planning by my predecessor, Peter Beck, who is now our executive chairman. And I will tell you, it's not being unique. You know, every CEO, I'm the fifth CEO in the company's history, and every one of those CEOs took the mantle before he was 40 years old. So we just believe at Beck that we should select a leader that we can get an entire generation behind and give that leader a long runway. And, you know, one of the core, you know, attributes, I think, just a value we have is investing in our people. And so I've been the beneficiary of that investment. And today we're making a lot of investments in future talent in the architecture and construction.
But, you know, I'm an outsider, but my preconception would be that a great architect, has to cooperate with other people. But it's more of an individual effort.
Yeah, yeah.
And more entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't think those are talents that necessarily lend you to become a leader who could delegate and listen to problems and make vision plans for 20 years down the road.
Yeah. Today we're approaching about $1.5 billion in revenue. We have 1,400 employees, both in the United States and also in Mexico. And, you know, so for me, the attributes of architecture that has translated to, you know, business leadership, first off, I was always interested in business. In fact, part of why I wanted to be an architect was because I wanted to own a business. And so, you know, my view of it is if a person is deeply interested in other people and they could bring those creative problem solving skills to the table and they can actually help to bring people closer together. And we're in an industry that is so fractured, so inefficient. You know, the difference between how architects think and engineers think and builders think, it's just a very fractured industry. So if you can lead in a way where you bring those people closer together, then I think you can have some success. And I think that's where my success in business really started.
You know, you've also grown up in this business during an interesting time. I don't know. My guess is the drafting table was a thing of the past.
Gone.
When you came along. And there were a lot of people that were having to make this transition to CAD/CAM and all sorts of, you know, more exotic and much more efficient ways, you know, for architectural design. And that must have been difficult, I would think, for some of the old guard.
Well, you know, I think each generation, and it's interesting to think about Beck today because we have four generations working side by side in the workplace. each generation brings different attributes. I'm not a generation like a millennial basher. I think they bring a ton of skills to the table in terms of technology and transparency and the connectedness of that generation to each other, and also the way they want to connect to what a company does. But in the time that we've been going through this inflection, Beck, we've invested heavily in technology. In fact, we have a subsidiary company called Beck Technology where we create software for the industry.
Oh, you sell to others.
And we sell to others, and it's actually a pretty thriving company. And yeah, we just feel like because of the inefficiency in this industry, if one can create tools but also create teams that understand how to lean in, how to remove this inefficiency, and how to integrate better across the spectrum of design and engineering and construction, that you can have more success. Look, David, our customers are telling us that they see the inefficiencies and the waste. They feel the frustration, not only from themselves, but from their people as they're trying to get these large projects implemented. The complexities associated with it frustrates everyone. And look, if you don't believe there's a lot of waste, just drive by a construction site any day. You'll see dumpsters and dumpsters of brand new material being hauled off to go into a landfill.
And an inordinate number of people sitting around with their hands on their hips.
Yeah. So if we can bring those lean processes to the table that manufacturing has figured out, if we could bring some of these activities to the table, have technology and tools help us figure out where the inefficiencies are and attack it, we think we can save 20-30% on delivering buildings. And that's what we're up to at Beck. That's why we're one of the only ENR top 100 companies to have an ENR top 100 architecture company and an ENR top 100 construction company housed under one roof.
I would guess this takes some of the cyclicality out of the business too. And that's because you're going to be CEO during a downturn.
Yep. Well, let's knock on wood that it goes a little longer, though.
Oh, no, it'll be a while. And let's knock on wood that it's not very deep.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've got it 08 behind us.
Yeah.
But I would guess that what you're doing should have the effect of smoothing it out a little bit.
Yeah. Look, I managed a big part of our company through the 2008 downturn, and it was not very, not very good experience. To see people concerned about, you know, their livelihood, to see people concerned about their jobs. The construction industry was absolutely decimated. In fact, one in every three jobs lost in the downturn was in the construction sector. So we hope that, and we don't control this, but we hope that the economy will give us minor dips, but not big drops. But we also think that if we focus on creating more efficiency, America itself has to rebuild so much of its infrastructure that hopefully through commercial downturns, we have the political will to invest more seriously in our infrastructure.
Right.
And if we can bring these skills to the table, hopefully by reducing the cost of implementing projects, we're able to spread more goodness around for more people. And that is a purpose I think worth pursuing.
And that is the next big push. I mean, infrastructure. We were promised that. Fred Propals is CEO of the Beck Group, formerly Henry C. Beck, and not a member of the Beck family. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, David, thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.